Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Blefary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Brown and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to Hargan covering. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Powell moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Blefary moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Adair moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Adair scores. Blair moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Gary Bell now pitching. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Blair moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitfield moves to third. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Bulfari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Sims and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser pinch hits for Duke Sims. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Don McMahon. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.